From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma slammed into Florida Sunday, raking the populous state, especially its western playgrounds on the Gulf of Mexico coast, with whirling winds and pounding rain. The enormous storm affected almost all of Florida, including Miami and other big cities on the Atlantic coast, and scored a direct hit on the Florida Keys before swirling over the mainland. The hurricane's winds weakened slightly to Category 2 on the U.S. 5-point scale, but emergency officials sounded repeated warnings about storm surges hitting coastal communities on both of Florida's coasts. The death toll from the massive earthquake that rocked southern Mexico has risen to at least 90 now, with most of the fatalities occurring in Oaxaca State, that is. The powerful 8.2 magnitude quake struck off Mexico's far southern Pacific coast just before midnight Thursday, about 100 kilometers from the town of Tonala. By Sunday, many in the area were still living outdoors for fear of aftershocks, including one that measured 5.2 early Sunday. Officials in Oaxaca and Chiapas states said thousands of homes and hundreds of schools had been damaged or destroyed. Hundreds of thousands of people were reported to be without water service. The quake was felt as far as Mexico City and Guatemala City. Residents of the Mexican capital fled into the streets, many of them still in their pajamas, for fear that buildings they were in would collapse. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The head of United Nations peacekeeping forces says rising ethnic tensions in the Central African Republic are likely to cause an increase in conflicts between Muslims and Christians. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
UN Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix says ethnic hate speech is running in parallel with an increase in violence in Central African Republic. Lacroix says it is a key responsibility of the leadership and all those who have an influence in Central African Republic to counter those messages. War between the Muslim Seleka and Christian anti-Balaka armed groups broke out in 2013 after Seleka rebels toppled the Christian president François Bozizé. Peacekeeping Chief Lacroix tells VOA every effort is being made to redeploy UN forces on the ground to try to mitigate the impact of this violence and to protect civilians. The United Nations is trying to reconcile the two ethnic communities by working with religious, civic, and political leaders from different walks of life. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Australians have surrendered more than 400 guns a day under a firearms amnesty that began in July. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
This is the first national no-questions-asked amnesty since one following a mass shooting in the state of Tasmania in 1996. 26,000 firearms have been handed in so far, much to the surprise of Australian officials. They'd not expected so many weapons to be surrendered during the three-month program. Law enforcement authorities have been worried that unwanted military-style rifles, pistols and shotguns could fall into the hands of extremists and criminal gangs. The New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner is Dave Donoghue.
Because it is an amnesty, we don't know the history of those firearms. We're not running searches on those firearms, but certainly it is a potential there that those firearms could have been stolen or otherwise unlawfully obtained.
A similar amnesty followed the Port Arthur massacre in Tasmania more than 20 years ago. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The video sharing service YouTube has removed the state-run North Korea propaganda channel from its website. YouTube hasn't immediately responded to questions about why the channel had been removed. It says that the channel had 18,000 subscribers. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.